be a part of this last day outpouring, saith the Spirit of grace. Do not let your hearts be overcome with the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, or the lust for other things, saith the Spirit of grace. For the first church that I began as a family 2,000 years ago, I began it in a harvest and in my grace. Know this, saith the Spirit of grace, that just like there was wind and there was fire, there will be wind and fire of my Spirit in this last day harvest. You who are watching, you who are waiting, you whose hearts desire my presence, pray. And even those that feel, you feel distracted, you feel diverted, know this, that I am coming and that I offer to you a way of escape. I offer to you to come aside. I offer to you to lay down heavy burdens and pick up my yoke, which is light, saith the Spirit of grace. I will come, and many will marvel. The question is, will you be on the inside of the fire and the wind, or will you watch as an observer, like so many will, and they will appreciate what they see that is happening, and yet they themselves will not be a part of it? Come aside. Lay your burdens down. Choose me. Choose me above all things. If you seek me first, have I not promised you that I will take care of all the rest? Prove me herewith and see if I tell the truth, saith the Spirit of grace. If you abandon yourself unto me, if you choose to waste your life or give it completely, you will not be ashamed. I have promised in my word, and I promise you again this morning, I cannot fail you. I cannot lie. Choose me, choose life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.